Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue is here now. We heard a show from last week with you. And by the way, Elevate Fredericksburg again is next week. And if people want to get involved in that, check that out.
Yes, please check it out. We're doing a great session, half day, for all the helpers in our community, and it'll be a great day of learning, but also of recharging, and that's what we need in our community.
Yeah, ElevateFXBG.org, was that the website?
I think so.
Anyway. That is, again, is next week, so just check that out. Google Elevate FXBG, and you'll find out all the information. You are here today, though, for Rappahannock United Way.
I am. Happy to be here.
And we have lots and lots to talk about. One of the things that Rappahannock United Way has been talking about now for a number of years is the Alice Report, and there is going to be an updated Alice Report, which I'm sure you're pretty excited about.
Oh, so excited. New data is coming out, and I just can't believe this will be our third report. We had one in 17, one in 2020, and now we have a report for 2023 coming out May 2nd. And we're launching that for the state of Virginia with all new state of Virginia data for Alice. And couldn't be more excited about diving into the data to see how things have fared. The previous report was pre-COVID, and this data will be COVID.
Well, and the data is useful by anyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyone. It gives you an idea. It obviously, if you're a government official, a business owner, just a number of things you can think of right off the bat, it's helpful. But for anybody,
it is, and you know, a lot of times reports aren't useful to everybody, or not everybody has access. So we have partners at the Virginia Department of Social Services. They use this data absolutely to help inform them of decisions moving forward for the future. Our local governments use this data. And recently, I was so excited to hear this. Recently, a young professional read the data and used the data to go and ask for a raise and used data to make a defense of the basic survival budget and how they had done what they were supposed to in their job and felt like they deserved it, but also gave background data of how, you know, in our counties, this is what they need to survive, and she got the raise.
How about that?
So it's empowering. Data,
yes,
and information is empowering.
Yeah. No, this lets you know really the status of your neighbors or anybody that you're dealing with. This shows what it's like in the county, and especially when you figure in, like you say, COVID. Yeah. With all of this, these numbers will be very helpful because up until now you've been just kind of guessing.
Yeah, well, we're using the 2020 data,
which is
you know, now outdated, and so it's exciting to have new and fresh data, and we want it to be informative and to help people, not to shame anybody. There's no shame in any of this. It's just the reality, and to make people aware that, you know, in the last report, 11% of Virginians lived at the poverty level, but 29% lived in the Alice threshold. And so that's a lot of folks in that threshold trying to survive, and we want them to thrive and not just survive.
And the Alice, just to let people, I mean, the Alice our report looks at people who have jobs, have income, but they're not making enough, or they're just treading water here.
Well, yes. What it does is it gives us an idea of different types of households and what they need to make in each of the counties in Virginia, in each of the cities in Virginia. How much does a household need to be able to make to have a survival budget? So that's housing and utilities and transportation, a cell phone, the necessities. It does not account for education debt or other debts, but what does a household need to survive? And the neat thing about the new reports is it doesn't just talk about two working adults and two infant children. It talks about single adults. How much does a single? So it's good for students coming out of college to understand if you want to live in Stafford County as a single person, you need to make at least this in order to survive as a single person. Because a lot of young people coming out of school, they have the vision of living on their own.
Right. And yeah, I've got my degree.
Right. Oh, I'm independent. And
I'm
going to
get an
really
apartment.
It's not really a reality unless you make enough money. So you really have to plan and think about it. This data informs you.
Boy, it is. And you hear of so many people and see situations where so many people, in some cases, have several degrees. Yes. And you're having to find roommates, and you can't do it on your own around here.
It's very hard. But what we also don't want to do is shame businesses for what they pay. We want to inform them, because some may just not know. You know, we want to, and businesses have used the ALIS data to decide what is a fair rate to start employees at, and a lot of them use the ALIS data to make informed decisions. So we want it to be information that's at the hands of all people, and to inform decisions for Rappahannock United Way. Selfishly, this is the data we use to determine the target populations that we not advertise to, but that we look to help. Single parents are some of the largest ALIS households, and we want to make sure we're in the right demographics to help people who are in need.
So Janelle, there is a launch event.
Yes.
For this, and I mean this has gotten to be a big deal.
It is. It is. It's going to be a virtual event, so we can be more inclusive across the entire state. So the national ALIS team, United for ALIS, will launch April 26th, and so we're going to come right after that for the Virginia report on May 2nd. It'll be a virtual event. We're sending out invitations today to our contacts and to our partners, but if you know anyone could attend, so if anyone's listening and they're interested in the virtual event, it'll be just about an hour, maybe less. We'll highlight areas of the data, what's new, what's interesting, what's surprising. And you could reach out to Rappahannock United Way to me or just call the front office, and we can make sure that we get your email so that you can register for the virtual Zoom webinar.
Well, there's not a show that you and I do where we don't talk at some point about the ALIS report.
Absolutely.
And I've told you that I've been amazed that virtually every nonprofit that comes in here at some point in a show will mention the ALIS report.
That makes me so happy. I love being in a meeting where somebody will actually turn to me, and maybe they don't know me and how we're connected at United Way with ALIS, and they'll turn and be like, "Have you heard of ALIS? Have you heard about the ALIS data? Do you know? Does it, you know?" And it doesn't insult me at all. It excites me that other people are educating about ALIS and hearing people, you know, from, like you said, businesses, government, schools, students, employees, all different nonprofits to talk about ALIS. I love it.
Yeah. No, I see it, and I think every time I hear it, I think of you, because not only nonprofits, you watch City Council, Board of Supervisors meetings, especially this time of year with budgets.
And taxes and
all
of
that.
And
taxes, it's discussed, and they'll talk about, well, you know, the ALIS report says.
Yes, it's exciting. And I guess we should mention what ALIS stands for. So ALIS is an acronym, and it stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And they're the households that, you know, like you said, they're working, or maybe they have been laid off, but they need to get back to work, but they can work. But they're the households in the community that are, you know, are essential. They're the helpers. They're, you know, those in our schools, those who are our baristas, and those who are daycare providers, and those who are firefighters and policemen. And so we want to continue to support ALIS in our community. And that's who Rappahannock United Way, our target population is ALIS.
I was going to say that you have to feel real good about the fact that this report and these numbers and just the awareness of what these reports and what ALIS has done has, because this is what Rappahannock United Way is all about.
It absolutely is. And when we and I have to give a shout out to Sarah Walsh, who's our chief impact officer. She actually found the ALIS report and brought it to me, and we brought it to the state of Virginia and partnered with all 20 United Ways across Virginia. So the United Ways in Virginia are bringing this report to Virginia. And of course, we have great sponsors as well. We can mention those in just a second. But bringing the Alice report, we knew we wanted the data, but then we were like, now what? But now, after having the data for 6 years, we're not just informing people about who Alice is, but we're changing the lives of Alice, and we're creating programs that impact their lives.
Nope. I remember when this, I can remember, right. Was it 2017 when this came out? Yeah. I was on vacation when you did the big unveiling, and I remember you said to me, I'm sorry you're going to miss it, but we'll have plenty of times to talk about it, and this is a big deal.
Right.
And it has been a big deal.
Yeah.
And the fact that Rappahannock United Way is behind it. You said that you've got that there have been sponsors.
Yes,
behind
absolutely.
All of this.
So all of the United Ways in Virginia invest in the production of the report. We also have our largest sponsor, which is actually United Way, which is the United Way of Southampton Roads. They are our largest sponsor, and we also want to thank Virginia Community College System, along with their partners with the Virginia Foundation of Community College Education. They are big supporters, and they use the data like crazy, the community college system.
Yeah.
Compare.com, along with our friends Atlantic Union Bank. And so we appreciate all of our sponsors that make it happen.
Again, May 2nd is when the unveiling around here will take place. If you'd like to be part of the virtual event, contact Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org, and they'll give you the information on becoming part of a Zoom event. On May the 2nd, Janelle Donahue is here this morning, RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website, and we'll continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
Channel.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way in this morning. Much to talk about, and if you're in traffic this morning, it's because of a situation on I-95, which Janelle knows all about.
Yes, I do.
And these things happen. I'm actually surprised it doesn't happen more, because you really weren't that. You really didn't come in that late, and I'm surprised just with traffic around here that I don't have more guests into that.
Well, thank you for your grace. It was a crazy morning,
yeah.
But it made me really appreciate not commuting any further than just Fredericksburg.
You look at that, and you look at all the traffic situations right now around here. So if you're out there, just be patient, and you'll get there. A couple other things that we have to talk about in the time that I still have with you. Prosper Mentoring. This is a lot of the things that Rappahannock United Way has been doing lately. You put Prosper in front of it, and this is mentoring.
Absolutely. Our good friend Sean Sloan was so helpful for United Way, because we've had our tax program for over 19 years, but it was always like United Way does this and that tax program. But as we got the Alice report, and we learned more about how Rappahannock United Way wants to work in the area of financial assistance, we wanted something branded. So it's not another nonprofit. It's just the name we use for all of our financial assistance programs. And so we call it Prosper, because that's really what we want individuals to do, families to do, our community. We want them to prosper. And one of the ways is being really smart about financial stability and using good financial stability skills. So, yes, all of our programs are named Prosper. Prosper Financial Assistance, Prosper Taxes, Prosper Mentoring.
So this launches in May, and it's targeted to women?
It is. It's a pilot program for women. It doesn't mean we want to exclude men. We might do this for men if this goes really well. But we're also using the Alice data we just talked about. It informs us. One of the largest groups for Alice were single women with children. Now, Prosper Mentoring can be any woman. It doesn't have to be a single woman with children, but we felt that a large population of Alice were women. And so we have created a new program called Prosper Mentoring, and it is designed to help women reach a higher level of economic stability. So it's taking women who are generally financially stable but could use more support and a lift up to reach their goals and their dreams financially. So we're going to have a 12-month course. It'll address all areas of a person's life holistically. So family life, health, finance, education, career. And while each participant's unique aspirations are valued, we're going to create flexible, personalized goal setting for each woman. So once a month, the women will get together and they'll do a module on one of those areas around financial stability or family life or health, something to teach them and challenge them to grow. And then twice a month for 1 hour, they'll be coached by a certified financial coach on our team to guide and encourage them to reach their goals.
You know what I like about this? It's not a lot of time, but boy, it can have a it's going to have a huge impact on the people you have involved. The coaches would just be able to. You can't always get this kind of help.
You can't. And what's exciting is they'll be supported. They'll be supported by financial coaches who will hold them accountable, but also celebrate their milestones. Mm-hmm. But there'll be a whole group of women as well to wrap around each of the women to celebrate and get excited and to say, don't give up, and to learn together. And that's what we really need. United Way wants to create a community that is hopeful, resilient, and self-sufficient. And some of those words sometimes feel a little, you know, hokey. They feel a little like pie in the sky. But what we've learned is if individuals don't feel hopeful, then they can't move forward to being resilient. And if you can't move forward to be resilient, you can't be self-sufficient. And so that's what we're trying to do is help these women be hopeful and also have hope and also be resilient and self-sufficient. And when you do that, employers are better off, families are better off, children are better off, the community is better off.
What I like about Rappahannock United Way, and this is just fits in perfectly after just having talked about the an updated ALICE report, and this is just another thing. This is you've, like you said, you mentioned this. You've looked at the report. You see the data. Mm-hmm. This is a need. Let's create this program.
Absolutely, there's a need. The numbers are there.
Yeah.
We also have a affinity group at United Way where we engage women who give to United Way $1,000 or more of unrestricted dollars. And these women want to help women. And so they want to help women helping women at work. And so Prosper Mentoring is supported by our Women United Affinity Group. They do fundraisers. And then we're looking for ways that the Women United Group can also come around and support the women in Prosper Mentoring. So it's all part of a big plan. It's not just like random. It's, you know, we have, it's data driven as well.
So for women who want to get involved, or if you know of somebody who you think would be helped by this, get in touch with Rappahannock United Way?
Yes, absolutely. So if you are a woman who would love to participate this, it's free. Yes, please contact us at Rappahannock United Way. You can call us or you can go online and look under Get Help Prosper Mentoring, and you can fill out just a quick little Google form that allows us to contact you and see if you're a good fit for the program. If you're an employer, we're encouraging employers to nominate or recommend employees, women who are, like I said, stable, but you know they just struggle a little bit and they could use a hand up and some education and some support. Companies can nominate employees to come because we're going to do some of this during the workday so that it doesn't impact women for childcare and other family obligations. So we're looking for support of the employers. So you can nominate someone, you can nominate yourself, or you can nominate an employee.
What a great idea! I mean, that helps the company if you're able to provide this service to help someone. They're gonna be just a better employee what a great idea for some businesses.
Well, absolutely, because a lot of times you'll have an employee where you're like, wow, they just need a little support, but it's not appropriate for the supervisor or the employer to say, let me tell you how to run your finances, or let me tell you how to reach that goal, or let me tell you how to be able to afford gas to get to work. It's not appropriate, but we can partner with you and we can provide that services if you allow for this wonderful lady to take some time, and it's not a whole lot of time, but take some time during work to elevate herself.
So this starts in May. So if you're interested.
Yes. Need to know now.
Need to know, right.
But it's not too late.
Yeah. Okay. Again, contact Rappahannock United Way. If you go to the Get Help tab, Prosper Mentoring is what that is. Now, the corporate day of, is the day of action what I think it is?
It is. It's a little different. Everything's a little different now.
Well,
but
yes.
It is a little different, but Day of Action is coming back. So it's very exciting that we're able to do that now.
The reason I phrase it that way is because Day of Action turned into, it was sort of for the number of years before COVID came along, it was kind of our thing.
It was,
I would come,
yes.
And I would go with you, and we would go generally to a site or two and visit a site and see what was going on, and it was great fun, and I got t-shirts out of
you
it.
You did. Well, see, it's not a was. You're going to have to come for Day of Action. I've already told them to put you on the invitation list for our corporate Day of Action. So it's still a Day of Action, but it is just a little bit different. We've had to restructure it for a number of reasons, but we're hoping it'll be a positive restructure, and we're still going to make an impact in the community. But yeah, it was our thing.
So it's Wednesday, June 21st.
That's right. And it's part of a national Day of Action, United Way Worldwide. Our membership organization encourages all United Ways to do a volunteer Day of Action on June 21st. And we normally did ours in the fall, but we've moved it into this time of year. We hope it'll work for the majority of our partners. But so June 21st, we're going to have a Day of Action and give back to the community.
So this is a day where businesses can release their employees to work at a project in the community.
So yes, so the way it's going to work this year is the change is the event will have a rally like we normally do. We'll have breakfast, but we're going to stay on campus at Rappahannock United Way.
Oh, okay.
So we will not be necessarily going out to other nonprofits and other areas in the community. We're going to stay at Rappahannock United Way, but we're going to be doing projects for the community, for nonprofits, to support our community. So that's the big difference. And some people who are of the traditional mind, oh, you're not going to send me out. And they're like, no, but we have great things to do right at Rappahannock United Way. And there are a number of reasons for that. And we want to really engage our volunteers with Rappahannock United Way and do projects in the areas of education, financial stability, and healthy living. So we're still going to be supporting the community. There's still t-shirts. And we're going to be making a difference.
And I can still come and just hang around you for a while.
Absolutely, you can. I will take you to project instead of agency to agency.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
And because the reason I just found and it was totally selfish on my part. But we would go to these projects, and if I went by myself, it was like, oh, he's got a camera and he's got a microphone.
Right.
Stay
oh,
away.
Hide my face.
But if I was with Janelle, everyone was just, and Janelle would say, you'll talk to Ted, won't you? And they would say, and they might be hesitant, but because you asked them, they would.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll walk you around to the different projects and I'll introduce you, and people will be excited to share what they're doing and impacting in the community. So absolutely, you got to come on over.
Well, and I do, this kind of reminds me in some ways, not in, in, it gets people to see what's going on at Rappahannock United Way. And sometimes you just know that's the building. It's over there. I know it's by the airport, and there's a Wawa there, and the field house is over there. But you have a lot going on. You do a lot in that building, and there are a lot of things going on. And so there can be some learning here about everything that Rappahannock United Way does.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're not trying to take away from any of the other partner agencies. Things have changed for United Way and our ability to do bigger projects. So we want it to be a little more intimate for Day of Action, and we want people to see what we're doing at Rappahannock United Way. So we're having project signups now.
Okay.
So I'm going to be pretty straightforward. This year, the big change is in the past, we were able through donations and some sponsorships to do Day of Action for free. Volunteers could sign up and they just get put on their company team and they go out in the community. Things have changed for us in a way, and so what we're doing now is we're really building this as a team building project, a team engagement project. I think a lot of companies send their employees out for team building, and it may be like, we're going to go throw axes at the Fredericksburg Axe, and build team building there, or we're going to go a zip lining or whatever it is. And so we're kind of building this as a team building experience, but the outcome is team building and impact in your community.
Yeah.
So there is a cost this year for a team of five and for a team of 10. You sign up, but you get the T-shirt and you get the whole experience and you get recognition for your company being a part of it. So there is a cost, and some people have pushed back on that and said, wait, I have to pay to volunteer? No. You can volunteer all year long. We have volunteer opportunities at United Way. We have volunteer opportunities in the community. But what we need, but this is a team building experience. So you're not paying to volunteer. You're paying for the experience.
Yeah, so, makes sense.
Yeah. And it's an early bird. So if you get in now, you can get into the early bird and get a discount.
Okay. So again, it's June 21st. And if you are looking for ways to get in learn and experience the community, but also team build.
Absolutely.
And that's a big deal too.
Yeah, you get to know your team. You get to know new teams, new individuals, new companies. So it's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, June 21st, it is the Corporate Day of Action 2023. I am looking forward to it just because it just seems so long ago. I can remember a couple of the places we went to. And this is the same way. And whether you went out or whether you stay, for a company, it changes the dynamics. I think you would come back from something like this, and all of a sudden you have shared experiences with people now.
Shared experiences. You've made a difference in the community. You will learn about different things that happen in our community and the needs in our community. So it will be wonderful. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's been 3 years since we've had a Day of Action. It's 3 years.
Yeah,
it's been too long. Too long.
Oh.
Because we had it for like 25 plus years, year after year. But we're bringing it back. It's a little bit different, but it's still going to make an impact. And we encourage companies to sign up and bring a team.
Yeah. RepPennockUnitedWay.org, the website for both Prosper Mentoring and Corporate Day of Action. Look for that and sign up. And like you say, I'm sure that there's... You're limited in how many can be there, and like you say, in this particular case, there is a cost, but you can get an early bird, right? So do it now.
Absolutely, and teams are filling up fast, so please sign up.
Good. Janelle Donahue here, Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. Financial assistance. We'll wrap it up with that on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way, here this morning. Before we get out of here, financial assistance. And this is something that that Rappahannock United Way has been doing for quite some time, and it's there and it's available.
Yep, that's what we want people to know is we do help those who are in ALIS. There's some qualifications you can find on our website, but if you need help with rent, mortgage assistance, back rent, forward rent, knowing that you're going to need that, transportation if you need your car fixed or transportation to get to and from work and other health care needs or child care costs, Rappahannock United Way is there, and we have financial assistance available if you qualify.
So again, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. If you need that, we're almost to April 15th. We spend a lot of time each year talking about the. And in fact, I went over and did a couple of videos with you guys about the tax program. I assume that's been going well, and you'll go through the at least probably through the 15th.
It's so well. We're going to go through the 18th. We're going to add 3 days on there, the 18th, and so we're still doing taxes for free. We have exceeded our savings goal for individuals to put money that they got back from the IRS in their savings. We've exceeded that goal. Our youngest person doing taxes was 16, and our oldest was 96. So it's
really
great. Yes, and both my kids did their taxes on My Free Taxes. So you can either come in and get your taxes done, or you can go online, and there's a free online. There's an income threshold, but both my kids did it. They're 18 and 20, and they got money back. So
I liked when we talked about this before, at the beginning how you said you were going to have them do that. Because said you were not, you did not want to be doing their taxes every year. Go learn how to do
it. That's right. And now they're empowered. They slayed, they use a software called TaxSlayer. So my daughter jokes, I have slayed my taxes. So, and she did. She did a great job.
But what a great, to be able to give the 96-year-old that you did this for. I mean, that has always been just a great program to help the community and put money back into the community, more importantly.
Absolutely. Close to $1 million.
Wow. Yeah. So, again, if you missed it, Prosper Mentoring for Women starts in May, and RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Go to the Get Help tab, Prosper Mentoring, and you might be interested. If you're a woman, you might be interested. This might be something you need, or like you said, a business could nominate someone. But this is coming up, so get involved with that.
Please, yes, please. We're here for our community to support them and we also encourage people to live united. Give, advocate, and volunteer.
June 21st is the Corporate Day of Action. Find out about that, how your business can get involved. A little bit different this year, but get involved with that. And then the Alice Report comes out, the new updated Alice Report. Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed is what Alice stands for. May 2nd is that's a virtual event. And when you said to me there's a lot of exciting things going on, you weren't kidding me.
I tell my son, trust your mama, Ted. Trust Janelle.
I know. In many different cases, I have seen that. So this was true. So busy times for Rappahannock United Way. Thanks for what you're doing. And we will talk again soon. We'll get together sometime in May after the report comes out.
Love that.
And sit down and talk about what that means to the community.
Yeah, maybe we can get our friend Sarah in here with us.
I would like to see Sarah. I have missed Sarah. I haven't seen her since the pandemic. RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website. Janelle Donahue is with Rappahannock United Way. That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.